This podcast is sponsored by the book, A Mostly Magnificent Memoir, by Beau Bennett, a hilarious, heartfelt glimpse into growing up in the 80s. Grab your copy at thestoryofbeau.com.
Trivial Pursuit and 1980s Entertainment, a nostalgic look at 80s pop culture quiz fun. Explore the fun of Trivial Pursuit and how it captured the best of 1980s pop culture, including music, movies, fashion, and TV shows. Remembering Trivial Pursuit and the magic of 1980s entertainment. All right, picture this. It's a cozy basement in 1984. The smell of popcorn is wafting through the air, neon posters plaster the walls, and a group of friends, and maybe a few reluctant relatives, are gathered around the coffee table with one goal: to conquer Trivial Pursuit. You know, that chunky, colorful board game that made you feel like a walking encyclopedia, but also an 80s pop culture junkie? Trivial Pursuit wasn't just a game. It was the ultimate test of everything that made the 1980s the glorious decade that it was. Whether you knew the lyrics to an obscure 80s music hit, the style icon status of a particular 1980s fashion trend, or facts about your favorite 80s celebrities, Trivial Pursuit was right there to shine the spotlight on it all. Honestly, the game was genius because it brought together the best parts of 80s entertainment, all packed neatly into those little pie-shaped wedges of knowledge. And let's admit it, it frustrated many of us too when that one friend knew the obscure details about 80s TV shows like Miami Vice or The A-Team, while the rest of us were still stuck on the movies starring Arnold Schwarzenegger. Six categories, six ways to show off. Each wedge challenged your brain. Sports, history, science, arts and literature, entertainment, and geography. Entertainment was the crown jewel, obviously. This is where questions about 80s movies like Back to the Future or The Breakfast Club made you sweat bullets or grin like a champ. It was intensely social. No buzzing phones, no screens, just pure face-to-face battles of wits. What I loved most about Trivial Pursuit was how it captured the essence of a time when pop culture was a big deal. Not just online snippets you can Google. It was a badge of honor to know the name of Madonna's hit song, or to remember the iconic look of Molly Ringwald's red headband. It was about bragging rights, and sometimes, humble pie when you blanked on an easy question. And speaking of humble pie and nostalgia, if you're the type who adores stories soaked in the spirit of the 80s, you should definitely check out A Mostly Magnificent Memoir. It's a fun and heartwarming story of a kid from a small town growing up in the 1980s, packed with all the quirky details, big dreams, and everyday moments that just make the decade come alive again. Back to the game, though. I remember how the questions were a little bit of everything. A good Trivial Pursuit question about an 80s movie might look like this. Who directed the classic 1985 film The Breakfast Club? What band sang Take On Me, the catchy 80s music hit with the rotoscoped video? Which fashion item was not typically seen in 1980s fashion? Leg warmers, parachute pants, or bell bottoms? And if you got those wrong in front of your friends, well, expect a deep glare until you redeemed yourself with a question about geography or science. Or maybe you just made a quick excuse to get a snack and regroup. The 1980s were such a vibrant time. Youth suddenly felt like it was wrapped in bold colors, synth music, and larger-than-life TV and movie stars. Trivial Pursuit locked all that in, making it not just a trivia game, but a snapshot of the culture that defined an era. From the effortless cool of Miami Vice pastel suits to the rebellious styling of icons like Michael Jackson and Prince, it was all there waiting for you to prove you remembered it. So the next time you're flipping through some memories or even playing Trivial Pursuit with your friends, remember, you're not just answering questions. You're celebrating a time when entertainment was truly cinematic, memorable, and, for better or worse, unforgettable. And if you want to get that nostalgic fix alongside a heartfelt coming-of-age story, do not miss out on A Mostly Magnificent Memoir. It's an absolute treat for anyone fascinated with the quirks and charms of growing up in the 1980s. Until next time, keep those neon leg warmers on, crank up some 80s music, and never forget, knowing who starred in Ferris Bueller's Day Off can totally win you the game.